Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
And joining us right now is a man who is intricately connected to the events of September 11th in the fact that he put an end to the pathetic life of one Osama bin Laden. He is, of course, Navy SEAL Rob O'Neill. His book, The Operator, an iconic telling of his life and that story, that mission itself. Rob O'Neill, thanks for being here on an important day.
Thank you for having me, Larry. Good morning, Patrice.
Listen, it's impossible for us to see what the Biden administration is trying to do with the speech yesterday. That speech for the vaccine mandate could have been made on Monday, coming up here on September the 13th. He chose to do this to try to change the subject, in my opinion, Rob. And of course, the subject is tomorrow is the anniversary of 9/11 and Afghanistan is in the hand of the Taliban. I'd love for you to sort of reflect on that from your perspective.
There's no doubt that speech could have been given on Monday. I think what the administration now is trying to do is just get all of our eyes off of Afghanistan. They sort of want that's why they're calling the Taliban professional right now, because they want it to be, we got out, look at how great we were at getting Americans out. Tomorrow's the 20th anniversary of 9/11, and I was the one that ended the war. Just, you know, like a lot of politicians do, they're just trying to make it a lot glossier than it actually is. Now's the time to think about, it's not to think about the vaccine, it's to think about the people who jumped out of the towers because it was 2,500 degrees Fahrenheit inside, and to the Americans who were the first ones to fight Al-Qaeda on Flight 93 in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, knowing they're probably fighting for the last time, and they made the decision because they voted, which is the backbone of our great democracy.
So, Rob, I mean, you know, you have a great insight into the minds of these terrorists. You know, what are they saying right now about the state of the United States, about the state of, you know, us pulling out our troops, you know, and you know, obviously they see this as a victory, but what's next?
Well, they do see this as a victory. And I was just talking to some people about MI5 over in the UK. They're very concerned again about this emboldening homegrown terror, like we've seen before when they run people over with lorries, big trucks, knife attacks, anything they can get their hands on, scissors. And the fact that it's because the jihadis are on the same team, and it's not against a country, it's against an ideology. And they're really, really believers. They believe that Allah or God gave them this victory, and he is on their side now, and they should be doing more. At the end of the day, they're trying to get into paradise. And if they can martyr themselves, you know, kill themselves as they're attacking us, and us being our entire society, they will go to heaven. And they're real believers. And I'm worried about them getting emboldened to go out somewhere, rent a big truck, and run over crowds.
Rob O'Neill is our guest, former Navy SEAL. And Rob, you were already wearing the uniform. You were in the military on September 11th, 2001. Take me back there that day. What was going through your mind and your brother's minds there when you saw clearly that we were now a nation at war?
Well, I was at SEAL Team 2, and we were in Germany. We had just finished a deployment to Kosovo, and that's as close as I thought I'd ever get to combat personally. But we were up in an operations center checking up on emails, and breaking news came of a small plane, hitting the North Tower on accident. And we were looking at the building thinking, well, that's a really big building. That's a huge hole with smoke. It's a clear day. And then at 9:03, the second plane hit the South Tower. And as Navy SEALs, we said, well, this is an attack. Somebody said the name Osama bin Laden, and we knew it had changed not just for us, but for everyone in the world. There, you know, there was 80 plus countries represented in both those towers that lost people. And we didn't know how, but we knew everything had just changed. And we're not going to Europe anymore. We're either going to Sudan or Afghanistan to fight Al-Qaeda.
You know, and just like on December 8th, 1941, September 12th, I vividly remember seeing the lines of American men and women at recruitment stations who wanted to be a part of that fight. You suddenly had a lot of company there in the military. I'd love for you to talk about that renewed patriotism and sense of service. And again, contrasting it to where we are right now, where a lot of people are concerned about the leadership at the Pentagon and where the future lies for our military.
It was one of those times where we're all together and Never Forget came out. And the problem, especially with this 24-hour news cycle, is we keep forgetting to never forget. Watching people like Pat Tillman, that hero, he left a lucrative NFL contract to join the Army. And, you know, he was killed overseas. But people were lining up everywhere. And I know a lot of Marines, a lot of airmen that did the same thing. And I mean, the patriotism is always there for people that raise their right hand to get into the military. I don't want us to take our eyes off the ball of stuff that doesn't need to be taught. Our soldiers and Marines and, you know, shooters need to be learning to shoot, hitting the weight room, getting in shape, learning the tactics. They don't, a lot of this experimentation that they're trying to do as far as socially, the troops don't care. And it's not as bad as a lot of them are trying to say. It doesn't matter what you look like or where you're from. Troops get along, and they will fight to the death for each other, the men and women to their sides. And I don't want us to have to get back to that because of another attack. I want us to realize that, you know, people that are so negative about everything are a very, very, very few. The most Americans love each other, and most people are good. And I just want us to remember this country is the greatest country on earth.
Rob, you are so right. I mean, most people are good. Now, when we go across the world to this part of the, you know, the home of terrorism right now, we see a lot of evil. And, you know, we just saw a headline here that the Taliban has announced that Sirajuddin Haqqani, I believe that's his name,
from the Haqqani Network,
who is on the FBI's most wanted terrorist list, is now going to be Afghanistan's interim interior minister. What is your response to that?
Well, yeah. So Sirajuddin Haqqani is part of the Haqqani Network, which is a terrorist/criminal organization with very, very close ties to Al-Qaeda. Sirajuddin Haqqani's wife is from, I think, Saudi Arabia, but she's fluent. She's a natural Arabic speaker, which means he speaks Arabic. And I'm just saying that because a lot of the foreign fighters, Saudi Arabians, Jordanians, that's what makes up Al-Qaeda. The brand of jihadism comes from Saudi Arabia. And we wanted to go after him. He was hiding in Quetta, Pakistan, but he's been planning this forever. And the link to Al-Qaeda is the problem. I really don't think Taliban wants more than Afghanistan, their valleys and the cities there. But Al-Qaeda and ISIS, which are one of the same, they're going to try to train there and just spread their thoughts to the rest of the world. The Haqqanis are bad, bad people. They're very, very evil, and they're as brutal as they get.
Rob, real fast. Rob, real fast. We're speaking to Rob O'Neill, Navy SEAL, who was on that mission and dealt the final blow to Osama bin Laden. Do you and your brothers on that mission? Do you do something special today? You raise a glass. Do you guys sort of like do a group text or something?
Well, we will do it maybe before on 9/11 and things like that. But it's more of a remembrance for the people who died there. I do talk to a lot of the guys there. We're happy with that mission, because we proved that no matter who you are, we have the ability, and we have men and women who will go find you and get you. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm sure I'll hear from some of the people. A lot of people just stay silent, everything from phone calls to social media, just to be quiet in remembrance, respect for the people who died in the name of freedom.
Yeah, I'll say. Well, listen, thank you for everything, as always, Rob. Thanks for what you've done and what you continue to do for our country. Your voice is important, and I'm glad you're using it the way you do.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. Thank you. Have a great morning.